Elvis, 1956.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just a lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be just a lonely baby. I'll be just a lonely, I'll be so lonely, they could die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never, never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. Could you be just so lonely, baby? Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Heartbreak Hotel was Elvis Presley's first million seller. It spent 8 weeks at number one, beginning in April 1956.
Elvis, I understand that you received a gold record this week for your Heartbreak Hotel. It sold over a million.
Yes, that's right. Yesterday, I had a session in Nashville, Tennessee, and they awarded me with a gold record.
We talked with old Jesse Snyder, the RCA Victor man. It looks like this album, I believe, is going to be the biggest album seller that RCA Victor has ever had in the history of RCA Victor Records, and that's going to really be something, isn't it?
It really is. It's really great. Actually, I didn't think it would do as well as it had already when you put it out, but it's doing okay.
Elvis, I don't know if you can hear that or not. I think you can, but I doubt if it's picking up on a mic. But outside the window here where we're talking, about 5,000 kids are hollering, "We want Elvis." I wish we could get this. Let me see if we can get this on the microphone here.
Then Elvis flew to Hollywood for an MGM screen test.
I've had people ask me, was I going to sing in the movies? I'm not. Not as far as I know, because I took a strict acting test, and I wouldn't care too much about singing in the movie.
Soon after arriving in Hollywood, Elvis previewed another hit on the Steve Allen television show.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Rockin'.
Dog from that first big year, 1956. It was a song Elvis didn't really like at first and didn't even want to record. He felt differently, though, about another classic recorded only minutes later.
We'd just like to ask you to introduce your favorite song, if you would. Your own recording, whichever one you like the best.
My own recording? Well, the one I like best, naturally, will have to be Don't Be Cruel, because it was my biggest seller.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Elvis and Don't Be Cruel.
Elvis, what's your idea of the ideal girl?
Female, sir. No, sir, I really don't know. I like a lot of different types. I suppose I'll know if I ever find someone that I really, you know, I'll really fall in love with.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's there that I belong and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Love Me Tender, the title theme from the first of more than 30 Elvis Presley movies. By that time, Elvis had become not only the hottest name in movies and in the record field, but also the most desired name in a number of other fields as well. Firms throughout the country begged for licenses to use a Presley name on their products. By the spring of 1957, he was identified with the following: T-shirts, knit pajamas, pencils, purses, wallets, denims, gold-plated adjustable rings, socks, necklaces, pins, guitars, shoes, charm bracelets, handkerchiefs, buttons, scarves, skirts, jackets, hats, binders, stuffed hound dogs, wristwatches, decorative pillows, mirrors, keychains, mittens, scrapbooks, photo albums, plaster busts, bookends, shirts, talking records, fan magazines, molded plastic painted figures, 8x10 luminous pictures, Bermuda shorts, capri and toreador pants, games, lipsticks, colognes, trading cards, and more. It's been said that there are four things America has contributed to the world: baseball, Mickey Mouse, Coca-Cola, and Elvis Presley.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Elvis and All Shook Up, his biggest hit of 1957.
Rock and roll music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it. That's what happens to me. I can't help it. I mean, I have to move around. I can't stand still. I've tried it, and I can't do it.
Elvis's movements when he performed earned him the nickname Elvis the Pelvis. His style and image were tough. Long sideburns, slicked down hair, rolled up sleeves, and a swagger that showed he meant business. But 1957 was a time when the Presley style was considered rebellious, and reaction set in to this new phenomenon.
This rock and roll rhythm has been the seed of trouble, and we want to keep trouble out of Jersey City, Don.
In Jersey City, rock and roll was banned, and in New York, one major newspaper called it a barrage of primitive jungle beat rhythm. It advocated banning all teenagers from dancing in public without the written consent of their parents. It was a voice of protest.
I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
In Nashville, one disc jockey burned 600 Elvis records. In New Jersey, another said he couldn't morally justify playing Presley songs. Across the nation, civic leaders spoke out against rock and roll and the Presley phenomenon.
Our Commissioner of Public Safety, Lawrence Whipple.
My department made a very thorough investigation of these so-called programs. We had telephone conversations and correspondence with various municipalities, included among these being Hartford, Connecticut, Orange, New Jersey, Asbury Park, and the city of Hoboken. And we find that these programs are not for the good of the community, and that's why I ordered them banned.
Elvis took it all with a smile.
The police filmed a show one time in Florida because the PTA, the YMCA, or somebody, they thought I was something. And they said, man, he's got to be crazy. So the police came out and they filmed the show. So I couldn't move. I had to stand still. The only thing I moved was my little finger like that. For the whole show.
As a gesture of peace and goodwill, Elvis cut his first Christmas LP and an album of religious songs. We'll continue in a moment. We continue now with Elvis.
Baby, baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your
Teddy Bear came from the soundtrack of Loving You, Elvis's second motion picture, the first of several that were based on his own rags-to-riches story. 4 months later, Elvis made another movie, Jailhouse Rock. Its theme of lawlessness brought new charges that Elvis was inspiring a wave of juvenile delinquency.
There is quite a group of people who don't sort of approve of the thing you do. They seem to think that it contributes to juvenile delinquency and all sorts of things. Given any thoughts to the unpopular side of your audience?
Yes, sir, I have. I've tried to figure it out. I don't see how they could think that it would contribute to juvenile delinquency. Someone is only singing and dancing. I don't see that. Because if there's anything I've tried to do, I've tried to live a straight, clean life and not set any kind of a bad example. I will say that there are people that are going to like you and people that don't like you, regardless of what business you're in or what you do. You cannot please everyone.
Spider-Man. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jail hard rock with me. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody knows how to rock. We'll dance to the jail hard rock.
Jailhouse Rock was the number one song in the country on December 20th, 1957, the day Elvis was drafted. He was granted a stay of 60 days, just long enough to complete his fourth motion picture. In the meantime, though, the hits kept right on coming, and Elvis earned his ninth gold record.
Don't, that's what you say. I feel like this, and I want to kiss you, baby. Don't say no. Say don't. If you think that this is just a game I'm playing, if you think that I don't mean
Perkins talked about Elvis in the 50s.
It was not easy for him. He stood out among any of the musicians, the singers. He was different because he looked and acted different. He didn't drink. He didn't smoke. His language was very respectable, and he had the charm that the young girls were screaming and carrying on for. And this made him different. This made him stand ready for criticism from an every angle, but he took it all. He took it in stride.
On March 24th, 1958, Elvis was inducted in the Army. It was a cold, rainy, depressing day in Memphis, and many people said that Presley's reign as a king of rock and roll was over. Elvis said nothing and released another million seller.
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began. A hard-headed woman, a thorn in the side of a man. Adam told Eve, listen, yeah, to me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began. Cotton picking fingers out my curly hair. Oh, yeah. Help me set the world begin. A hard-headed woman and a thorn in the side of man. I heard about a king who was doing swell till he started playing with that evil Jezebel. Oh, yeah. Help me set the world begin. A hard-headed woman and a thorn in the side of man. But nobody had cry around the clock. I hope you.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the world began. A hard-headed woman with a thorn in the side of man.
Hard-Headed Woman from Elvis's fourth motion picture, King Creole. Of all his movies, it was his favorite, and many say his best. 2 months after its completion, on September 22, 1958, Elvis stood on the deck of the USS Randall, waiting to be shipped out.
We are now only minutes away from sailing time, and Elvis Presley will shortly be on his way to Germany and a return to the United States. Well, who knows? It'll be some time anyway. Since this is probably the last chance that you'll have to say something to your fans, do you have any particular message that you'd like to pass on to them?
Yes, I would. I'd like to say that in spite of the fact that I am going away and that I'll be out of their eyes for some time, I hope that I'm not out of their minds. And I'll be looking forward to the time when I can come back and entertain again like I did. And
all we can do is wish you a wonderful trip and all the best luck in the world and come home soon.
Well, thank you very much. I'll do my very best.
Elvis left behind a number of unreleased tapes, which RCA Records carefully screened looking for potential hits. The first one they found is next when we continue with Elvis. We continue now with Elvis.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me.
Yeah, I got stung by the sweet honey bee. Oh, what a feeling to come over me. It started in my eyes, crumpled up to my head, blew to my heart. The love was stung, did I run? I got stung. Yeah, she had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honey bees before. She started buzzing in my ear, buzzing in my brain. I'm stung, but what a feeling of a pain. I got stung. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased we met. Cause you get me one little peck on the back of my neck. And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, if I'm like 102, I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing out your hive every day. But I'm never gonna leave once I arrive. Cause I'm not. I got stung. Yeah, and I don't think I'm complaining. I'm by the face we met. Cause you give me one little peck on the back of my neck. And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, if I'm 102, I won't let
let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing on your hand every day in five, and I'm never gonna leave once I arrive, cause I'm not wrong. I got some. Yeah.
From November 1958, Elvis and I Got Stung.
Elvis, do you feel that your fans have been pretty loyal to you since you've been in service?
Yes, sir, I certainly do.
At a news conference while he was in the Army, Elvis was asked how things were going.
Do you have a rougher time than most soldiers because
you're a celebrity? No, ma'am. Everything was just straight down the middle. I was treated no better or any worse than any of the other boys. That's the way I wanted it, because I have to live with the other boys, you know?
Well, not by the Army. I mean by the other boys. Did the boys treat you roughly?
Oh, no, sir. Not at all. When those guys looked around and they saw me pulling KP and marching with a pack on my back and everything, well, they figured, well, he's just like we are. So I got along very well with them, and they're all a good bunch of boys.
When we say goodbye, don't be angry with me, should I cry? When you're gone, yet I dream a little, dream as years go by. Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
Such as I.
Now and then, there's a fool such as I have. I'm over you. You taught me how to love and how. You say that we are two. I'm a fool,
but I love you dear until the day I die.
Now and then, there's a fool such as I am. Such as I,
such as I.
Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
A Fool Such as I, Elvis, from March 1959. Even though Elvis wasn't in America at that time, his musical presence was still being felt, not only in his own records, but also in the songs of other performers. This is Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers.
Elvis Presley, without a doubt, was the king, like we all called him, and he deserved the title. He is the man that opened all the doors, that caused everything to happen, and allowed all the rest of us to kind of come through. He's almost like the spearhead of the whole change, and anything that came after him came on because of him.
Oh, oh, I love you so. Oh, I can't let you go. Pow, pow. Don't run away. I need your love tonight.
tonight to do some loving, hold you tight. Now tell me, baby, you gotta go. I got the hi-fi high and the lights down low. You say, wow, you better stay, pow, pow. Don't run away, I need you.
The history of rock and roll continues with Elvis in a moment. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis 1959. Big Hunk of Love, Elvis's biggest record of 1959. Later that year, by telephone from Germany, Elvis talked with a disc jockey here in the States.
There've been a lot of stories circulated about you being linked romantically with some of the girls in Germany. Is there any particular girl now that you're dating?
No, there's no particular one. I've gone with, you know, two or three different ones, but there's no big thing there, you know?
Uh-huh. You get much time with your guitar?
Only at night when I'm around home.
Elvis, we've had your new record here for several days now, and you might be interested to know that the side that we like over here is My Wish Came True.
Well, that's good, because if I were to have to pick it, you know, either side, I think I would choose that one, too.
Well, was that tune recorded in Germany?
No, I recorded that before I ever came into the Army.
My wish came true.
See, for
Elvis and My Wish Came True, July 1959. From Germany, he talked about his future plans.
Well, I have three movies to make in 1960, and plus a television show, I think. I got a lot of work to do, but I'm willing to try, you know.
Well, Elvis, we don't want to keep you away from your duties too much longer for Uncle Sam. It's certainly been a pleasure chatting with you for these few minutes all the way from Germany. And your fans here, we'd just like to tell you, Elvis, are more loyal than ever.
I certainly appreciate that, and I'll do my best to live up to it. I'm looking forward to, you know, to coming back and everything.
One more note. We've had more requests for this question, I think, for any other, Elvis. When you get out of the Army, are you going to keep your crew cut, or are you going to let your hair grow long?
Am I going to do what?
Are you going to let your hair grow long?
Oh, well, to a certain extent, yeah.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree, I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. I squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, siree, I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how our love is gonna keep us tied. Oh yeah. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. I ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'd rather take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
Stuck on You was the first record Elvis cut after his discharge from the Army on March 5th, 1960. Later, he appeared at a press conference in Hawaii.
I'd like to thank everybody again for all the support, and I'd like to say that I got all the letters and so forth, you know, when I was in the Army, and it really helped me a lot, and I really look forward to coming back here.
Usually when we chat, Elvis, whether it be in Germany, Hollywood, or here in Honolulu, we ask you to select your favorite song of all your recordings.
I think Now or Never.
It's now or never. Kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I've spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. Mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait.
just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait.
It's now or never.
It's Now or Never. It was still Dynamic Elvis, but with a trace of mellow. As Presley's career continued, he was to turn more and more to pop ballads and less to the raw country root music that marked his early days at Sun Records. Jerry Lee Lewis was asked if he thought Presley's style had changed over the years.
Elvis came out with some of the first real big rock records, and Elvis kind of started singing slower stuff. I think he let it drop down a lot.
Another big drop in tempo came later in 1960. A song that was half spoken and half sung, and considered by many his best performance.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare. And I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again?
Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Are You Lonesome Tonight? It sold 1 million copies the first week it was released in November 1960. Next, an Elvis classic from the movie Blue Hawaii, when the history of rock and roll continues.